Police raided Brussels neighborhoods Friday in operations described as linked to this week's bombings, as well as a suspected new plot in France. They detained three people and shot two of them in the leg, including one who was carrying a suspicious bag while accompanied by a young girl. Gunfire and two blasts rang out in the Schraabeek district, the same area where police had earlier found explosives and bomb-making material in an apartment used by the suicide attackers, who killed 31 people and wounded 270 on Tuesday in the airport and subway. The district also was raided Thursday night. Police also searched the Forest and St. Gilles neighborhoods Friday, the Belgian federal prosecutor's office said, detailing the arrests and shootings. Dozens of heavily armed officers began the operation about 1:30 p.m. when there were two big explosions, resident Marie-Pierre Bouvet told the Associated Press, and it lasted about 2 hours. It was not immediately clear if the blasts heard were controlled explosions. A man who was seen sitting at a tram stop with a young girl was ordered by police to put the bag far from him, and after he did so, police shot him twice, apparently in the leg, said resident Norman Kabir. The girl was taken into safe custody, and a bomb squad robot searched the bag, he added. State broadcaster RTBF said police apparently feared that the bag held explosives. Schraabeek District Mayor Bernard Clerfay told RTBF the raid was linked to the Brussels attacks as well as Thursday's detention in France of a man suspected of plotting a new attack. Bouvet said police kept the area locked down and shouted at her to get back inside when she tried to go into the street. On the third and final day of national mourning for victims of the attacks by Islamic militants, Prime Minister Charles Michel skipped a wreath-laying ceremony at the airport with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry because of the police raids. Kerry, in a hastily arranged visit, defended Belgium's counterterrorism efforts despite a series of security and intelligence failures before the bombings. Confirming that several FBI agents are involved in the investigation, Kerry said the carping about Belgium's shortcomings is a little bit frantic and inappropriate. Top members of Belgium's embattled government are being criticized over its counterterrorism efforts since and before the November 13th Paris attacks that killed 130 people and that authorities believe were plotted from Belgium. Kerry also said the U.S. and other countries had already scheduled meetings with Belgium prior to the attacks about improvements they could make to their laws, intelligence collection, and attempts to blunt the radicalization of youth. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attacks in Paris and Brussels, and Kerry lashed out at the extremist group. "We will not be deterred," he said. "We will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of the earth." Authorities also announced that American, British, German, Chinese, Italian, French, and Dutch citizens were among the dead. A manhunt has been underway for one of the airport attackers, who was recorded on a surveillance video and fled the scene. Prosecutors have not said how many attackers there were in total or how many accomplices might be at large, but they said that DNA analysis and an official investigation had confirmed one of the suicide bombers at the airport was Najim Lachraoui, 24, a suspected bomb maker whose DNA was also found on a suicide vest and bomb used in the Paris attacks. European security officials had earlier in the week confirmed to the AP his identity, thus linking the Brussels and Paris bloodshed. Belgian prosecutors said raids Thursday night targeted central Brussels, Yetta, and the Schraabeek neighborhood. Three of six people detained in those raids have been released, prosecutors said. French counterterrorism police also detained a 34-year-old man Thursday, who officials say was in the advanced stages of an attack plot. The suspect, Reda Krike, had a past Belgian terrorism conviction and was linked to the suspected ringleader of the Paris attacks, Abdelhamid Abayoud, officials told the AP. Meanwhile, the top suspect in the Paris attacks, Salah Abdeslam, who was captured in Brussels 1 week ago, has stopped cooperating with police and no longer wants to talk, said Justice Minister Koen Heyns. He exercised his right to silence during the second of two rounds of questioning on March 19th, prosecutors said. France is seeking his extradition, and his lawyer said he is prepared to go. Elsewhere, Belgium's nuclear agency said it has withdrawn the entry badges of some staff and denied access to other people recently amid concern the nuclear plants could be a target. The move at some plants is not necessarily linked with the terrorist attacks, said Nuclear Control Agency spokeswoman Nayla Scherlink, noting the decision to deny access usually takes weeks. Immediately after Tuesday's attack, security was boosted around Belgium's nuclear sites, and hundreds of workers were sent home. Last month, authorities said searches after the Paris attacks uncovered video linked to a person working in Belgium's nuclear industry. Belgian media reported this week that Brussels attackers Ibrahim and Khalid El-Bakrawi had video of the home of a senior official at the Mol nuclear waste facility in the Flanders region. It's unclear why. In the neighborhood of Molenbeek, home to some who took part in the Paris attacks, Sheikh Mohammed Tojgani denounced the Brussels bombers during a sermon before Friday prayers. "Terrorism is terrorism," said Tojgani, the imam of Molenbeek's main mosque. "It has no state, no nationality, no religion, no country." In a message to the Belgian people, he added, "You are from us, and we are from you. What affects you affects us." This article posted by John Thor Dahlberg and Lauren Cook of the Associated Press.